5:30. Thank you, Denise.
Saturday night you can jump ahead, but
I know. And the recording has started. This is a select board meeting of Thursday, March 6, 2025, 5:30 p.m. We've called the meeting to order. Introduction of those here, where the select board, Rick, Jerry, and Steve.
Mike Bayrock
is our road commissioner.
Beast to make they go
water and sewer. I'm getting old. I'm losing it.
Ah, you're doing fine.
Anyway, I think the rest of
us. You got us to help you.
Yep, thank you. First item up is to reorganize the board. Now,
Wait a minute.
I want everyone to see how democratic this process works. There's actually no say. It just happens, and they force it. Now,
I nominate Steve Barrett as chair, and Rick and I will be co-chairs.
Yep. I'll second that.
Okay. That's a little different than it has been.
Yeah, okay.
Motion's been made. Doesn't need to have a second. But
I know, but I just wanted to throw
I know. I'll throw your weight in there. All those in favor of the motion on the floor, signify. I won't have discussion this year.
Okay.
Signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose, no. No. The ayes have it.
Imagine that.
Imagine
we work
that.
Real well the way things are going. If it didn't work well, we change it. We don't need to.
Not a problem. I've got to admit, you guys do step up to, everybody steps up to the plate. So, next item up is the approval of the minutes of the February 6th meeting.
Yeah, I'll make a motion. We accept them as written.
Discussion.
I didn't see anything.
Okay.
Everything looked good to me.
No corrections, no errors, no omissions.
I did not.
All those in favor of approving the minutes of February 6th as printed, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Appearances by local citizens and visitors. That's nothing on the agenda. Anything you want to bring forward? Now is your time. Wow. Dennis.
Yeah, I signed in for the Conservation Committee, and I was wondering if that was going to follow through, or what's the scoop on how to do this?
We have, where is it?
That's later in the thing. It's under the sign appointments, sign orders and
stuff,
sign appointments.
So we have it here.
Yeah.
And it has your name listed under the Conservation Board.
Okay.
And we will vote that when the time comes.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
I'm just here to observe for the sheriff, so I was curious what we were doing.
Okay, good. So we'll move on. Is the sheriff coming to visit us?
I had talked to her. I sent her a copy of the agenda, and she was going to try to make it. Honor Wells couldn't make it. He had a prior commitment, so she was going to try to be here if she could.
Okay.
Yes.
So we'll just
postpone that until later?
Yeah, postpone it until later on the table.
I didn't put the sign the contract on there, but I mean,
well,
if that happens, yeah.
Right, that will happen.
Yeah.
She's coming with the contract?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay. Road Commissioner's Report. Mike.
Been winter. A lot of plowing, a lot of wind, been pretty good. We've had some truck issues, pretty much minor to this point. The new truck, we took possession of it yesterday afternoon.
Wow.
Finally.
Great. And they took possession of our old one?
Not yet.
Oh. Okay.
My Western Star's down there for an electrical issue, and I told them I was keeping it until they returned my Western Star.
Okay.
And they're fine. Sandy was fine. So, we've had some issues. But so far, nothing too expensive. The grader, I think, was the worst. We had a depth sending unit go on the grader, and that was pretty spendy. So they really get you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, any of that stuff today.
Road's pretty rough from all the frost. Probably going to post them beginning of the week. Depends on what the forecast. It's supposed to be cold. Supposed to be real cold tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Forecast next week looks like it's right up in the 40s and 50s
again.
Yeah.
So I was trying to give them another weekend to finish up. And probably post it on Monday, and we'll see.
Okay.
Really, just been wondering.
Anything from Mike? Matt?
When you ordered the new truck, how long ago was it that you actually placed the order?
September of 23.
23?
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
I know that it's taken a long time to get them for every town. And yeah. I was just
well, they were told us that we hopefully would have had it by October or November of 24. But
what, August of 23, I put our name on a body slot for the fall of 24. And they called it fall, and the truck actually was in the body shop in November. But it took, due to parts delays and everything, up until this past week to get finished up.
That's kind of how it's gone for everybody.
Yeah, it's the new normal. And unfortunately, we don't need to talk about buying another truck yet, but before the end of the year, we're going to be talking about ordering one because of the process. And there's new emissions coming out. We don't really want to be the guinea pig with a new truck with new emissions. I hear the price tag on the new emissions is going to be steep. Not to mention the electrical vehicle purchasing thing. It might be real hard. So by the end of the year, we'll be talking about replacing our 20 truck. By the time we get it, it'll be 28. So, and the 27 model, you got to have the truck built next year so you don't have the emissions, I believe. But by the time it gets to the body and shop, it'll be 27, late 27, early 28.
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
I heard the new price for the trucks for the new emissions is going to up the price $25,000 to $30,000.
They had on the news that somebody got a new fire truck. It's $1 million.
Yeah.
$1 million.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
It hasn't gotten better.
Okay.
No, it's not going to either.
No, it's not going to get any better.
Anything else for Mike on roads? And the sheriff has attended the meeting now. We had just kind of passed over that, waiting if...
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I got held up at the office.
That's fine. So we're going to go back to the sheriff's report. And I guess I will start on this. And you were there for town meeting.
Yep.
The Orleans County Sheriff's Department was not on the specific language. It was just the dollar figure in there, what you had presented to us for your contract. So we have heard from a number of people in town, not so much this winter, but, you know, when times summer, people are walking on the roads about speeding. And we've had you guys in a number of times to try to correct that problem that we have, and Dennis is one of them that had brought to our attention. So, and I know we can't as a board tell police officers what to do. I understand that, and we have heard that it's an educational thing that you guys try to do instead of an enforcement thing, which is fine. But it doesn't, from our perspective, appear to be working. We're still getting speeders. We're still getting concerns. And I don't know what to do about that. And I'm only bringing this up. I don't know if you're familiar with what took place 15 years ago in Island Pond with Teddy Miller. He was way over the deep end and, in fact, way too aggressive. But I drive into Island Pond and I see that school sign, I slow down. Only because my parents got nabbed there for speeding, like 5 miles an hour over the speed limit. And then Teddy wrote my mom up because she didn't have a seatbelt on. So, I mean, they stuck it to everybody, or Teddy did. So there's this perception out there that he might even still be there. But anyway, I don't want this town to get into that. But what can we do that will help educate, if that's the word to use, the public into stop speeding where there's, I mean, it's not like we have multiple speed limits where it's 50, 40, 35. The whole town is one speed, 35. That's it. So that's why we have you here. And that's why we took the name Orleans County off from there so that we can have a discussion with you or with anybody else that might have some ideas on what to do to help fix this problem.
Well, we're not just traffic enforcement here for the town. I mean, we respond to calls, and I feel like the majority of the people that we interact with, I mean, I've had several people contact me and thank me for my deputies being polite, the service that they were provided, the prompt responses, things of that nature. So,
and to just interject,
no,
we've never had a complaint about your officers.
No, but what I'm saying is that we have a very small contract with you. We have 6 hours a week. I mean, right now we're not even coming to town unless we're called because we're over hours. So we have a very small contract. And as you guys know, like, you've seen us sitting out here, like, you ask us to sit along a lot right out here, which we do, and we could sit out there for 1 or 2 hours and not have anybody come through that speeding, and then the minute we leave, they come through because everybody knows where the cops are. I don't have an end-all solution to the speeding problem, okay? Us being out here is a natural deterrent. If we take, you know, our officers are there when they make interactions with people, when they're stopping them, they're taking the totality of the circumstances about what's going on, what position is that person, like, there's just a whole bunch of things that go into that. So education, yes, is a part of it. And when you stop somebody, and then hopefully that's going to make them think again, like you just said in Island Pond, like, oh, these guys are out here stopping vehicles, like, when I come through town, I'm going to slow down. We can't be there 24/7. And you guys all know, like, the minute we show up, people know that we're in town, know that we're here. So, and then the minute we leave, they know that too. So, I mean, if I wish I had an end-all to the problem, but we do the best that we can as far as what you guys are asking us. It's very clear that you're not happy with the amount of tickets that are not being issued, but we are making contact with people, and I feel overall for the amount of hours that we spend in town, the overall service that the town is getting is good. That's my perspective on it.
Well, Rick does police report, which we get from your office, and I mean, we discuss that at every select board meeting, and there's things on there that, you know, we saw speeding, just a warning, driving without a license, just a warning, no registration, just a warning, you know.
I've got several incidences where somebody gets picked up for 11 to 20 miles an hour over the speed limit. It's a warning. I mean, That's a considerable amount over the speed limit. I don't know why a warning's being issued. But they get people running a stop sign, they're given a warning. I mean,
do you know if there was an arrest made during that and that was just a warning issued because there was another instance?
Yes, there was no arrest.
Okay.
Because last month was 14.5 hours. No tickets were issued. Warnings were 3. Arrests were 1, and that was for trespassing. And the fines were 0. And we had one person in town for 2.5 hours, and nothing shows that they did anything. So,
well, I would dare say that just being a presence in town is a deterrent.
Well, yes, I understand that. You know, but at the same time, you know, in the past year, we've had basically throughout the year, there was 21 tickets issued. There was 36 warnings issued. Arrests were minimal because there wasn't that many. But you've got agency assists, you've got citizens disputes, civil process, wanted persons, citizens assists, suspicious, ATV patrols, property checks. I mean, there's a variety of different things that you do. There's no question about that.
I had that we had at 60.
You had who?
60 traffic stops.
Oh, I meant 21 tickets. 36.
We had 30 traffic tickets and 26 were warnings.
Okay. Well, that differs because the reports that I get, sometimes there's no tickets issued.
Yeah.
But if I go through it person by person by person, I see somebody's issued a ticket. And
well,
it's,
that also could be because they're working another detail.
Oh, okay. Because on your...
So
your,
like if somebody working Stone Garden,
yeah,
that wouldn't necessarily show up for town hours because we're not working those town hours.
Okay, I get. So we're not getting the...
Yeah, it may not be the complete picture because that's
okay.
What's put into STARS when we're working
yeah.
town hours for the town.
Because I see that sometimes it doesn't match up and I'm going
yep.
through and saying, well, I don't understand the
well,
system.
That's probably one of the reasons.
Okay.
Yeah. I live right up here in Vance Hill and I see them sitting over there and I've had a couple times that I actually stopped and talked to him and said, it might be better if you shut your headlights off. I mean, you look like you got a beacon on setting here when they come over the hill. They slow down, you know?
Well, isn't that the whole point?
To get them to slow down?
Yeah.
Well, I guess so, but they're speeding to begin with, you know?
We don't need an officer for that.
No.
Just leave a car parked out there idling with headlights on.